Thanks for listening to KPCRadio.com. Today is Monday, March 20, and it is currently 3 p.m. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living the Good Life, the only show in the San Fernando Valley that contains no trans fat and is all about the benefits of staying active and eating healthy. So get ready to shake it up and live the good life. I am your host, Yadira Gonzalez. Releve is a performing arts studio in Tarzana. Not only does it provide dance lessons to its students, but also singing and acting. Today we are going to talk to Jody Schilling, artistic company director and owner of Releve Studios. She is a dance performance graduate from the University of Oklahoma. Thank you so much, Jody, for being on the show today. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Yadira. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So I want to start off by asking you about the name of the studio. See, I always used to pronounce Releve Studio, and apparently I was wrong. Can you tell our audience what is the correct way to say it, even though I already said it?
That's actually really funny. It's called Releve, Releve Studios, and Releve is a French term. It's a ballet term that means to lift up. Actually, my husband and I thought it would be really funny to have, we have two cars, and we thought, oh, we should put it on our license plate. So we have Releve 1 and Releve 2, but the common person reads it like Releve 1, Releve 2, so we feel like douches for having those license plates.
Right, that's exactly what happened to me. I always said Releve. So who came up with the name? You or your husband?
I better give him credit. It was him. It was him. I was like, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to lift up kids. So it was the perfect name for the studio.
Oh, great. Is your husband also a dance instructor or anything relating?
Oh, no. But he thinks, he said when we first met, he was like, I always wanted to be a ballerina. And I thought he was gay. I thought he was gay because I'm like, who says I want to be a ballerina? What man says that? But no, he appreciates dance, but he has two left feet. He cannot dance. I'm sorry, Sean. You can't. You cannot dance.
So, like, what happened after he said, I want to be a ballerina? Did that, like, throw you off, or what did you
Not think? Really. Well, he was, I don't know, can I say, we're on the radio, but he was drunk, and he went in for a kiss, and I'm like, oh, he's not gay. But he is always really, really, really supported me in my dreams and the arts. And so he's been a huge support. And he's actually the technical side of Releve. He does my website and all the marketing and advertising. And when we go into theaters, he's the tech director.
Oh, great. So he's always with you pretty much. Huh?
Yes.
Nice. And do you have any kids?
We have two kids. We have a 3-year-old named Pixie and a 1-year-old named Whimsy.
Do they dance as well? I mean, 1-year-old.
Pixie tries. She's in ballet at the studio. I use her as a tool. She actually licks the mirrors and runs all around and is like the worst student in the class. And so any parent who comes in, I'm like, don't worry. My kid's the one over there jumping up and down on the chair. Like, your child will be perfect.
They're probably wondering, like, whose child is that, right?
That's mine. No, actually, she's doing much better.
That's great. Now, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? When did you graduate as a dance performer?
Oh, that's going to reveal my age, but okay. I graduated in 1999 with a dance performance degree from Oklahoma City University.
Wow. And so what age exactly did you start dancing?
I was about 4. And my mom put me into dance because I wouldn't talk. I was so shy. And I wouldn't speak in kindergarten or nursery school. And she was like, I have to get this kid to express herself. And so she enrolled me in dance classes so that I would learn to communicate with people. And first it was just through movement and expression that way. And then later I gained the confidence to actually talk. So thanks, Mom.
So it did help you.
Oh, incredibly. I owe dance my life. I think the arts are so important for kids, especially nowadays when they're taking it away from children in school, and we've got things like, an administration that doesn't put value on the arts. So I am so glad that I provide that service here in the city.
Right. So you mentioned, your mom put you in dance classes so you can, like, talk more and be more, I guess, social. Do you think moms today use dance as a form of like exercise, a form to keep their kids active?
All the time, because we have an epidemic right now where kids are looking down at their cell phones. They're on their iPads, they're in front of the TV, they're on cell phones, and they're not moving, they're not exercising. So we get a lot of parents who are bringing their kids to us saying, we need my son, we need my daughter to exercise at least once or twice a week. Hip-hop or ballet or jazz seems like a great way to do that, and it is, it really is.
Right. And what variety of classes do you guys offer?
It's easier to say what we don't offer, but we do everything from Latin ballroom to hula to acro and tumbling, ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, hip-hop. Pretty much if anything you can think of, we pretty much offer it.
Anything.
Yeah.
Now, is it all ages, or what is the minimum age?
We have a parent and me class that starts at newborn. So basically, the moms or dads wear the baby and get the baby used to the music and the rhythm and your heartbeat. But the real true dance classes start at age 2, and we go all the way through adult. Our oldest student was 86.
Wow, 86. So you do adults as well?
We do
adults. Or is that just an exception, the 86-year-old?
Oh, no, we actually have adult classes. The majority of our classes are for kids, but the adults see the kids having so much fun that we kind of are like, we better add a few for adults.
Wow.
So we have private and group lessons for the adults as well.
Oh, okay. And how about competitions? Do you guys do like nationals or?
We do.
How does that
we
work?
Do. Well, with dance, it starts with regionals, and there's several. Mm-hmm. Several places you can go to do these regional dance competitions. Normally, we're traveling to Anaheim or Irvine or sometimes Burbank, and you compete there. And then if you qualify, you can go to nationals, which is usually Las Vegas, Orlando, New York, or Chicago.
Right. Those are the ones where they always send you to different
exactly.
places.
Exactly.
What, like, age group, what do you consider, like, you, in your studio, had more, like, championships or medals, or has gone even farther in competitions?
Oh, well, we compete together, which makes our studio a little bit unique. We have our 6, 7, 8-year-olds competing along with our teens in these production numbers. So they compete together, which is really great because it creates a big sister, little sister, or a big brother, little brother kind of situation where the teens are actually mentoring the younger students.
Oh, okay. So there are routines where they're mixing little kids, big ones, everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Now, also recitals. How do those work? What are those? Tell our audiences exactly what that is.
Well, a dance recital is a big showcase of what the students learn throughout the entire dance season. So typically, kids will enroll in dance anytime between September and March or April, and then from March or April to June, they learn a dance routine that uses all the steps that they've learned for that dance season, and they do it on a huge stage in front of all their friends and family, and they wear these great extravagant costumes, and they have a blast, and it gives them poise and stage presence to be able to go on and do other things in their life.
Wow, it's amazing. And how long have you had a Relevé studio for?
Good job. Relevé has been in existence for 9 years, so we are about to start year 10.
Year 10, wow. What would be your favorite dance style or class?
I'm a tap dancer.
Tap?
Yeah.
Do you instruct those classes as well, or do you have different professors for every?
Well, we have about 20 instructors on staff. We're a really large studio, about 6,000 square feet, so I can't teach everything. But I do teach about 6 hours a week. I use a staff that each instructor has an expertise. So we have a Latin ballroom instructor. We have a fitness instructor, a tumbling instructor, hip-hop, so that they're very specialized instructors.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit about when you started with the studio. Did you face any challenges along the way? How was it for you to build your own your own studio?
It was hard. It was so hard. I remember when I first opened, I sat at our registration. And I was like, Mom, we better have a bunch of people here because when I open my doors, there's going to be so many people lined up, we won't be able to take them all. So I opened my doors in December, and my mom and I sat there for registrations for almost a week, and not one person came, not one. And so I didn't have any students that first year until like mid-January. And I think I had like 30, which was nowhere near enough to pay my rent on this huge building that I lease. So, you know, being a dance major was definitely not the same as also having a business degree, which is a regret of mine. I wish that I had a double major in dance and business, so because that would have been the best situation to open a business instead of just opening it and having no one show up at my door because I didn't market it right.
Right. So, like, how long did it take for people to actually go there, for you to become a big studio with a lot of students?
Well, once word got out, it filled up pretty quickly. It was that first month that I just had done minimum advertising, but then word of mouth took over, and then people realized who I was and that I had done a couple TV shows, and they were like, oh my gosh, you know, you need to bring your daughter. This Tiffany from That's So Raven is teaching dance. Oh my goodness, you know, so word got out, and then it filled up really, really quickly.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. So you have been on TV. Tell me about the different shows you have been on.
Well, I've done a lot of acting, and I still do. But that's a whole nother story how I got into that. But I've done That's So Raven and Hannah Montana and several children's movies. I sort of have this forte for doing family-friendly entertainment, which is good because parents trust me with their kids.
Right. So how did you get into that? You said it's a whole different story. Tell me a little bit of how that happened.
Okay, so after college, they have these cattle calls for musical theater auditions, and I went to this Midwest musical theater audition hoping I could get into some summer stock programs, which is in the Midwest, well, actually everywhere. They do like 6 to 8 shows back to back to back to back. And I thought, what a great way to build my resume after college if I can just get eight musicals on my resume. And so I went to this cattle call, and mind you, I could only dance. I had no experience acting or singing at all. So I thought, I'm going to go nail this. Nope. So I went to this audition. It was probably in front of like at least 100 directors. And I went up and I'm like, I don't get to dance first. Like in my mind, I was going to get to dance and wow them. And then they would ask me to sing, but no. The very first thing they wanted me to do was sing 16 bars, which was atrocious. It was the worst disaster in my life. And so after I got done singing, the whole room knew I was really pathetic. I went into this monologue about how dancers should never sing and cracked up the audience, and everyone was roaring, and I left the stage, and then about an hour later I had like 30 callbacks to be the lead actress in all these shows. And I'm like, do they not realize that I'm not an actor? I'm not an actor at all. So then they had the dance call. And so after college, I had a choice to do. At the time there was a theme park called Opryland, which is now closed, but I had a contract to do 6 months at Opryland or a Princess Cruise Line ship as a dancer, or I got an offer to do the summer stock program with acting and singing and dancing. Yeah. But this summer stock place offered choreography as well. I would choreograph all the shows and be the lead actress in several of them, and then I was like, I'm going to take that because I'll build my resume faster. And I'm so glad I did, because the first show I did was where I met my husband.
Oh, okay. And was this back at Oklahoma?
This was in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you have also worked in New York, right? Doing promotional events and for theater companies. How did...
Oh, yeah. I'm a go-getter. Like, I'm like, set my mind to something. I'm like, I'm going to do this. So I did the summer stock thing. I met Sean, who owns Relevé with me now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, after the season, I was like, Sean, I'm moving to New York. I'm going to be a Broadway star now. Remember, I can't sing. And he's like, okay. And so he followed me to New York, and we realized that we weren't really booking because I'm not that great of a singer. And so we were like, let's start our own off-Broadway company and produce our own plays, and we'll cast ourselves. And so we did. So we've owned actually a off-Broadway theater company, and I racked up a bunch of credits doing that and then got my agent through one of those shows. And I've done voiceover and dance companies and tons of acting. I can't even tell you how much. And then my agent transferred me over to L.A. because I really don't know why, but he thought that I would do better in L.A., and I haven't looked back. The weather is much better here.
Right. It's, I mean, how is New York? Very cold and...
It's freezing. And as a starving artist, in between my gigs, my day job was dog walking.
Okay.
In the freezing winter. Like, you go and pick up the poo, and you're like, warmth. But, you know, you have the bag on your hand, right. But you're like, yes, so a little bit of warmth. It was freezing. It was the worst job ever. Actually, it was a smart job, but it was hard.
Just not the right weather, right? was it snowing as well?
It was freezing. Yeah, it was through the snow, through the rain. And so I get done, I'd walk the dogs during lunch because that's when everyone's at work and they want the dogs walked. And I go up the skyscrapers, get all the dogs. I charged like $30 a dog. So I was like banking. I was banking on this dog walking. And they were like, yeah, like they were telling their friends, have Jody do it. She's really funny and nice. And like I used to put like rain jackets on the dogs. I know I'm going off track from dance studio, but anyone who wants to get started in the business, dog walking is a brilliant job. It just is freezing in New York.
So you prefer LA for sure, right?
I love LA, yeah.
Now, did you mention you offer private lessons, right?
Yes.
For your dance studio. How does those work? So you go to anyone's homes or?
We don't go to homes. Well, we have. We've gone to celebrity homes, but... But you had to kind of pay a pretty penny to get us to go to your home. Normally, they'll schedule through our admin desk any time that works for someone that wants a private lesson, and then we hook you up with one of our instructors, and so you would take at the studio.
Oh, okay. And you mentioned something about celebrity. Well, what was that?
Well, we've worked with a lot of celebrity kids, uh-huh. And so. For those kids, we'll go to the homes and teach classes for those kids inside their homes.
Oh, I see. Is it famous kids that you would hear their name and be like, oh, I recognize them, or maybe the kids of somebody famous?
Yes, very, very, very famous.
Really? Like, can you mention one?
No.
No?
I'm sorry. There's like a confidentiality thing. But you would know. You would think of a celebrity kid, and we've probably been in their home.
Oh, okay. Now tell me, and understandable, about the acting and the singing classes at your studio. I mean, you told me you said you never knew how to sing or dance, but how did it work out to like for you to offer those kind of classes at your studio?
Well, I realized that when I was growing up, it would have been really beneficial to have acting and singing at my studio so that when I went to start auditioning, I could actually sing. So Releve offers acting and singing along with the dance classes.
Oh, so it's everything together. Do you have to take them all?
No, you can just take dance, or you could just take piano or voice or acting. You don't have to take all of them, but we offer it all.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And the singing, is it like from fundamentals of singing or
yeah, it's usually what we get is like a mom who's like, I have this kid she's 7 and she's a superstar. She's, you know, she just needs a little training. And so they'll tell us like exactly what they want, if they want classical singing or if they want pop rock or whatever. And then we teach them the basics and get a couple songs under the belt. And then we just move from there and progress them.
Okay. And now on the classes, the schedule, how does that work? Do you offer all week on the evenings?
Yeah. We have about 80 classes, that maybe a little more than that, but we'll say 80 classes a week that we offer, and it's the same every week. So there's always like hip hop at 4 for 7 to 10-year-olds, or jazz basics for teenagers at 6 on Saturday or whatever. There's 86 of them, but there's a lot.
Oh, wow. So just the schedule never changes. Always the same.
I will change the schedule at the beginning of each dance season. So in June, I'll change the schedule.
Oh, okay.
Because the kids are moving up. They get better and better. So I have to kind of adjust the schedule. Or the teachers' schedules will change. A lot of our teachers are booking work. Like we had an instructor who just finished the Beyonce tour. So if a schedule if a teacher leaves to go on tour with an artist, we have to either change the schedule or get a new teacher.
Oh, I see. Wow. Yeah. So do you have instructors? Any other celebrities that work with your instructors? I mean, Beyonce is a pretty big.
a ton. I'm trying to think of. They've worked with everyone from like Britney to Justin Timberlake. Like, wow. If you go on the studio webpage, relevestudios.com. You can read the teachers' bios and see who they've worked with.
Right, yes. Because I read yours. I did not read the rest, but yours I did.
That's okay.
Now tell me, how do you balance your time between being a wife, a mom, and being the owner of the studio? Are you pretty much there all day?
Basically, I don't sleep. Well, with the young kids, you know, it's impossible. But I get up at like 5 in the morning, and I go back to bed like at midnight. I do a lot of my work from home, and I'm only at the studio a few hours each day.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You kind of balance. Now, this is a funny question. Has anything, like, have you witnessed a bad injury, like a student, you know, while performing a dance routine? Has that ever happened at the studio?
Yes.
Because accidents happen, right?
Yeah, we've had it with teachers and students on stage or off stage. But basically, you know, you just... We're all equipped with first aid, and we know how to handle injuries, obviously. But we've had some pretty major injuries happen, especially with knees and ankles and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Like to the point where paramedics have to come in and take the shoulder?
Yeah, we've never had, like, the ambulance come, but we have, like, secured the injury, put them on a rolling chair, wheeled them to a car, drove them to the hospital to get whatever needed to be put in a cast, you know, or seen or x-rayed. But we've never actually had the paramedics come. Fingers crossed.
Right.
Where's some wood? I need to knock on it.
Right, and hopefully never happens. How about you? Has anything happened to you?
I've broken my elbow. I have twisted my ankle teaching. I was pregnant and started to have labor pains. That was fun.
Wow.
But you just finish the class and go on.
How many months pregnant were you?
I taught through all of my pregnancies, actually. So I was full term.
Was that very painful? Was that very painful? Or?
You get used to it. Well, dancers are really good at handling pain. Like, I don't know if... But that's, you know, we're used to it, like with the stretching and dancing on point on our toes, or, you know, you're just used to being able to have a high pain threshold.
Right. How about the ankle? How did that happen? What were you trying to do?
Oh, dear Lord. I just landed wrong. I was teaching a ballet class and I went to do a sauté, which is a small jump. My ankle rolled as I came down and I sprained it and I had to end the class.
Wow.
Because I had to go to the hospital.
But everything's good now.
I'm fine.
It's all fixed.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Can you think of a funny anecdote that happened while dancing or instructing?
Funny anecdote. Oh.
Or something that, like, you didn't expect.
There's always unexpected things. There's always unexpected things. We had a kid. Oh, the kids say the funniest things, these little kids in class. We had a little one who, she, you know, we had St. Patrick's Day last week. We had a little one who had a little St. Patrick's Day ring on her finger. And she's like, I lost my ring. And then I found it. It was in my bed. I got lucky in my bed. And we died. We died. She was 4. It was funny.
Oh, okay. They're the cutest. Now, any plans for the future? Do you plan on opening a new studio anytime soon?
Not a second location, but we are thinking about upgrading into a larger space.
A larger space.
Yes.
Just move out of the Tarzana studio there.
Yeah, we'll stay local to Tarzana, but we are currently searching for a larger home for Relevé because we're outgrowing our current space.
Oh, nice.
That's a good problem to have.
Right. Well, it looks like we're running out of time. But thank you so much, Jody, for joining me today. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Again, it is called Releve Studios, located at 18356 Oxnard Street in Tarzana. For more info on schedules, tuition, and more, you can go to their website, relevestudios.com. I hope you join me next week with another episode of Living the Good Life. I am your host, Yadira Gonzalez, and thanks for listening to kpcradio.com.